What's Occurring?
It's now time for season three of Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh.
Don't look at me like that.
What's Occurring?
I just want to clarify as well for those people. I gave you a nice little text spike before. I think you jumped about 400 texts in the space of 2 minutes with my little faux pas, and my little Craig to Radcliffe transition.
Oh, you said Daniel Radcliffe.
Yeah. That was a private thought.
That was a deliberate mistake.
No, it was a private moment that just slipped out. It was more of a hope.
Daniel Radcliffe could do it. Like, give him how
10 years.
10 years. Yeah.
Could be incredible.
Yeah. Not right now. But, yeah.
No, because right now we have that plonky plonky music in the background that would suggest that we're about to do something
fun.
Crazy.
Oh, it's going to be crazy, all
Let's
right?
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's season three. It seems like ages since season two finale.
Are they on DVD yet?
2 weeks ago. But yeah, the rules are the same. I've got three situations that we've recorded, and you just tell me what happens next, okay? Cool. There's no Chappers today, so Zane Lowe is being Chappers. How do you feel about that?
I'm very excited.
Can you do this all week?
Yeah. To be honest, I've been looking for an out of my show for a long time, so this is us to do it.
Also, I was supposed to have a new scoreboard today because I get really confused with the scores, but that doesn't seem to materialise.
No, I haven't had time yet.
Right.
You said you wanted it laminated. I haven't found anything to laminate
it. Do want it laminated.
Yeah, it's got a lot of money to laminate things that size. You have a miniature scoreboard. Well, you can't change it if it's laminated anyway, can you? Because it's laminated. How can you change the score?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's more like
really
a souvenir than a scoreboard, isn't it?
Same score forever.
You get a lanyard and turn into a AAA pass, but apart from that, not what you can really do.
Right, here's your first situation today.
Good.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Becky v. Zane. Zane, now you like a good joke, don't you? You like a good joke?
Sure.
What's your favourite joke?
A man walks into a bar.
Yep.
Hurts himself, it's funny.
Yep. Now, today I went onto the street with the joke. Mm. It's an old one. It's a really obvious one. Mm. But would the great British public be able to guess the punchline of the joke? Right, this is the joke. A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says... Becky, the barman says...
Something about starting it up.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Start it up.
You can come in, but don't go starting anything. It's the
it's a classic.
Yeah, it is a classic. But here's my question to you. I told five people on the street that joke. Yeah. How many of them would guess the punchline correctly? Zane Lowe.
Zero.
Zero?
Zero.
Becky.
One.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the people of Britain trying to finish off that hilarious gag. How many can do it? Right, a man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Wait a minute.
Hey?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
No, it was... You can come in, but don't go starting anything. Get it? Jump leads, starting anything.
Sorry. Don't get it, sorry.
A man walks into a bar... With a set of jump leads, the barman says...
I'd like a drink of jump leads, please.
No, it's... you can come in, but don't go starting anything.
Oh, blimey, I've heard that before. It's my favourite.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Nay bother.
No.
Nay bother.
No, he says, you can come in, but don't be starting anything. Do you get it?
No.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
The barman says... Do you want a drink?
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Do you need your engine starting?
No, it's actually... Don't... What is it? I've forgotten. Come in, but don't be starting anything.
Is that... Am I meant to laugh now?
Get her.
I'm
get
me.
To laugh now.
Get me.
Yeah, I know.
Zero.
Why is she criticising? Her punchline wasn't much better.
No, because your delivery was off.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Do you need your engine starting?
You know what I mean? Well, hers wasn't any better, was it?
No, I thought it was funnier.
Right, a man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Wait a minute.
That's good.
Barman says, wait a minute.
Ken laughed at that, right? It just can kill it, right? Can I have a go? Go.
Go on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do the joke.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says... I haven't got the laughter.
Oh, well, see, this wasn't funny. I needed the laughter. Come on, you're selling me short here.
A man walks into a bar with a set of jump leads. The barman says...
Yeah. Huh?
Sorry, second time. Yeah. Anyway, Zane wins that one.
Thank
so
you.
Zane 1, Becky 0.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Right, next one. You know Piers Morgan? Piers Morgan.
Was he the Bond before Redcliffe?
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
He wishes.
Right. Yeah, him.
Cool.
He's got a TV series at the moment where he interviews famous people about the dark side of fame. Have you seen any of those?
No.
It's good.
When are you on? Oh, that would be a show.
Oh, that was good.
Cow.
Well.
Oh!
Now, ouch.
Now...
Ouch, that just happened.
Oh, the one last week was Nancy Dell'Olio, you know, Sven's ex.
Right.
You know her? But ponder this, if you will, people. How much was Piers Morgan all over Nancy Dell'Olio like an absolute rash? How many times did Piers say something totally inappropriate to Nancy? I want the exact number of really sleazy comments he made to her during the course of the interview.
How long was the interview?
An hour.
An hour? Oof.
Becky first.
15.
You're saying 15? Zane.
22 times.
22 times. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here is Piers Morgan interviewing Nancy Dell'Olio. How many times, though? Is Piers just a little bit too overfamiliar?
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Stai bellissima.
Okay, you speak Italian, I speak English.
Well, that sounds quite good, fun. Can you come with me, Nancy?
Oh, my,
we're
going to
have a lot of fun.
Well,
here.
Yes.
I've never seen a picture of you looking rough.
Particularly, I liked it. I wanted to say.
Can you say that again? Because I really like the way you said that.
No.
Low.
Low. Low.
Low.
Low.
Low. That's good. That's quite sexy, isn't it?
Thank you.
Okay, you can carry on now.
That was like eight things in one, wasn't it?
When did you start realizing you were quite attractive? You look good.
Piers, it doesn't matter. I mean,
you're quite a naughty girl, weren't you? You do look younger than me.
Yes,
I do. You find it sexy. I bet you did read it, didn't you?
No.
Telling me a little fib? I take you to the candy shop. I look to the valley. Bang. Stop. Straight into bed. So you could basically have any man if you put your mind to it. My mind's telling me
no. I'll let music add something.
Strong, independent woman. But my body. You're a glamorous lady. My body. I mean, you have a style about you. Extraordinarily classy. I don't wanna hurt nobody. She's no competition for you, Nancy. Naughty girl. But how did he do it, Sven? He's obviously.
Blue eyes.
Was it more like this? You walk in, I mean, it's like red rag to a bull, isn't it?
So, anyway, there's a.
Sexy. Straight into bed.
Oh, I feel dirty.
Jeez.
That was just disturbing.
You were quite a naughty girl, right here.
Oh, I don't make it stop. Because, man, it's one thing hearing it through speakers, but in headphones, it's just way too intimate, man. That was just awful.
Yeah.
I don't care who's won that. I'm just glad it's over.
Oh, my God.
I bet you'd love Piers Morgan to investigate your dark side of fame, wouldn't you?
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
No, I meant Becky.
Oh.
You find it sexy.
No, I can't wait until you're on, though.
You would like it.
Oh, no.
Bang. Straight into bed.
Stop it. Come on. No.
Sorry.
It's like, you know what? You're the guy that when the, you know, in the, you're the, put the, you put the boot in the scrum, don't you? You're the guy that when someone's out, you just put the cheeky kick in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing with the cheeky rewinds and the cheeky replays.
Yeah.
Stop it with that. Take your finger off the button.
You can't wait till daddy's on it, can you?
Oh.
Ah, you see, I had to do that.
Who? I just came in to talk about Eminem. What's
Sorry.
Going on?
Okay.
What's happening in here?
Right, anyway, the answer...
I there was at least eight dings. There was one bit in there where he dropped like seven or eight.
In one go.
In one go, and you only gave it one ding.
Oh.
So I want like seven dings additional to whatever your total is.
Okay, well, I've got 19 dings.
Well, it still makes me closer, so I'll take it without the dings. That's two to me. All right.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was
What's
just...
the kidding?
Sorry about that.
I'm not sure I'll ever be able to recover from it.
Yeah. You know James Blunt?
Oh, God. Dude, really?
You know James Blunt.
When they called me today, they were like, Scott wants to talk to you about the Eminem interview.
But I'm enjoying this, are you not? I'm enjoying it, Zane. I'm having the time. I've been away for 2 weeks. I'm having the best time.
Good.
Now, James Blunt, what's he famous for?
Living in Ibiza.
Yeah. And there's a song he's famous for.
It's called You're Beautiful.
That's right. Say I was to pretend to be a massive fan of James Blunt.
Right.
Pretend. And say that I was...
You know my son was born to the sounds of You're Beautiful, don't you? My first
What station did you have on?
Well, dude, I mean, it really...
Was it a mixtape?
No.
Without going into... Tell me you
no, we did make two mixtapes. One called Push It and Push It Real Good after the Salt and Pepper song.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, well, actually, fortunately, obviously, one thing led to another, and we couldn't have a natural birth, which meant we had to go down into, without giving too much away, into a cesarean situation. Now, I'm not going to walk in with a double arseated jacket and iPod, am I? You know? Like, listen, I know I've been rushed into this, and we've got 15 minutes before I'm going to hold my firstborn, but do you have a stereo with a double RCA lead? Because I just want to play some Sigur Rós. Is that okay? So we kind of got to go with whatever is on the stereo, and Magic seemed fine, and then Your Beautiful was playing, and, you know, it happened, and I just can't hear that song now without getting a bit emotional. What?
Aww,
all right, that's fine.
That is nice.
Tread carefully, Mills.
So, let's say I was to phone up James Blunt at home. Do you think he would sing his biggest hit with me down the phone? Oh, bear in mind, I'm not actually calling the James Blunt.
Right.
I've called another person whose name just happens to be
phone
James
phone book.
Blunt. But would he sing along with You're Beautiful with me? Becky?
No.
Zane?
And this is just one person? Just one James Blunt?
One person.
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's me calling James Blunt, but not that James Blunt. But will he sing with me anyway?
Hello?
Hello?
Is that James Blunt?
What?
Is that James Blunt?
This is James Blunt.
All right, how are you?
Well, fine, thank you. Who are you?
I recognize your voice now.
All right.
How are you, then?
Well, fine, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I was just looking through the phone book, and I thought, I like James Blunt, so I'll see if his number's in there. I phoned up, and James Blunt answers the phone. I recognize your voice.
All right. Hang up.
I love your... Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can I be put passed back through to James, please?
Yeah, yes, who's calling, please?
My name's Scott.
Okay. I was
Thank
just wondering
you.
If you have this the right James Blunt.
The one that sings You're Beautiful?
No, he's not the... There is a singer called James Blunt, I know, but that's not my husband.
No, but it is, because I recognize his voice.
Well, you can talk to him, but, okay, go ahead.
Here okay, thank you.
Sure.
Shall I sing the Marine Corps hymn?
Before you do that, could you do a bit of your best-known song? You're beautiful, it's true. Go on, sing it with me. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
With me.
You're beautiful.
Hello, is this Scott?
You're beautiful, it's true.
Scott, is this Scott? Is that your name?
Yeah, that's my name, yeah.
Yeah, this is Mrs. Blunt again.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Blunt.
Oh, you're
sweet, but this isn't the famous James.
So you're telling me that it's a different person?
It is.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so foolish now.
Well, don't. That's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay, Scott. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Can you sing it for me?
Pardon me?
Will you be able to sing it with me?
I don't really know it.
Okay, repeat after me. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
You're beautiful. It's true.
It's true.
Aww. Thanks, Mrs. Blunt. Can I say goodbye to James?
You certainly may. Okay.
Nice talking with you.
That's so weird. You sound just like him, but obviously I've got the wrong person, so I do apologize.
Okay. Hey, you have a perfect day.
You have a perfect day as well, Mr. Blunt.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Even though he's telling me to have a perfect day, listen to the bit where he goes, hang up, isn't it?
I was just looking through the phone book, and I thought, I like James Blunt, so I'll see if his number's in there. I phoned up, and James Blunt answers the phone. I recognise your voice.
All right. Hang up.
I love your... Hello? Just hang up.
He's like, that's great, hang up now.
Have a perfect day.
He's obviously a Lou Reed fan, though, isn't he?
Also, I like his cartoon character way of saying hello.
Hello. That's
great. They couldn't be sweeter, though, that couple, could they? What a nice sweet bunch of people,
what
you know.
What a lovely man and his wife,
nice
Mrs.
Nice voice,
Blunt.
Too.
Yeah.
You're beautiful, son.
Hello.
Great.
Not when he says that, but yeah.
No, that's a little weird. But no, definitely the end when he does the, when he sings. I think
anyway, cool. He did sing, which means 3-0 to Zane Lowe on today's What's Occurring. Thanks for doing it, Zane.
I can't say it was a pleasure, but I'm glad I won.
Well, tomorrow, Zane probably won't be on, at 5:30. Okay, Eminem, the interview.
From 7.
7.
Yeah.
Zane Lowe.
Bye.
Bye.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.